This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the DJV Experience, another hour of conversation. We're going to examine for you what we have for information, and maybe we'll influence your thoughts and thinking, maybe not. Not our job to change your mind, just our job to let you know what's going on, entertain you with our intelligent, pithy conversation here on the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan will start us off with some of the trending items as we begin this Thursday, the 21st of June. Later on today, we will enter into the summer season. Tomorrow is the first full day of summer, but remember the old songs from the summertime? Hot time. Summer in the city. How about this? Remember this? Who doesn't remember?
It's, even though I've heard it's this before, but I don't know who sings it.
Love a little Mungo Jerry.
Mungo Jerry in the summertime.
That's rich.
The lyric one. Listen to the lyrics.
When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by.
So let's enjoy the hot sweat summer in the city, the things that are what is so special about this time of year, sunshine like they had in New York. It's beautiful. All right, here's the weather report from New York as you get started with the trenders there, Victoria.
Yeah, the weather from New York is we make Seattle seem dry right now.
Yeah.
This is just beyond depressing. It seems like the whole, it's just pouring rain all the time. The humidity, all my L.A. friends would die from this humidity. I would love the slightest bit of humidity. Oh, I love you Californians. It's so funny. Yeah, it's, yesterday, Jen, you said you had straightened your hair or you had curled it. There would not even be a point if you were in New York because it would just fall completely flat. Mine would frizz and yours would probably just go straight. It's just, it's depressing. It's the end of June. It's June 21st. And it's just, we've had more rain in the last 2 months than I can even remember in years.
So that's where my hair is.
So there's my depressing
curly.
Weather report.
Oh, curl.
I know. Okay. Send them our way. We need some in California.
No more depression. What do we have that will not depress us?
Well, we have a happy story from New Zealand to start with. The Prime Minister there, Jacinda Ardern, had given birth to a baby girl last night, and she is the first world leader in nearly 30 years to have a child while in office. Uh-huh. And so all of the it seems like the whole country of New Zealand has been rallying behind her having this baby. They've had playlists going to help the baby arrive sooner because the baby was due on June 17th. So all the radio stations have been playing baby playlists and lots of well wishes at the Auckland City Hospital, and have national bets on what the names will be. Apparently, the two most popular boy names in Australia are Oliver and Jack, and so we don't know yet what she has named her little boy, but it is kind of interesting. At 37, she was elected in October and announced her pregnancy in January, and it's kind of interesting that people, I guess, aren't used to a prime minister or a world leader taking a maternity leave, but that's what's going to happen in New Zealand. So,
who becomes the leader?
A story. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Who leads now?
I guess the deputy prime minister, right? Isn't there? I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, deputy prime minister Winston Peters will fill in. Well, she's on parental leave for 6 weeks, and so the deputy will take over for a while.
Well, that's sweet. Nice.
Now,
that's
if you're prime minister, I guess the question really is it paid maternity leave?
You're being facetious now, yes?
No, I'm actually asking. I don't know. If you're, it's just, you know, paid maternity leave is a big topic of conversation in the U.S. for women. And I'm just wondering, and paternity leave and things like that, maternity leave, all that stuff, it's, different companies have different policies. I just wonder if you are a world leader, if that counts, if you get paid maternity leave, if you're being paid for your job. Because as a prime minister, you have a salary. right? If the president was a woman and she had a baby, it'd be the same idea, same question.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I think it'd probably be the same. Because, I mean, I don't know how it is in New Zealand, but here you would file for disability for your maternity leave.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even. I, you do obviously, I don't know how any of that
learning
works.
Learning how this system works, yes.
Yeah, that's how you would do it.
Well,
that's it.
Well, congratulations to her. And then, of course, the biggest story that everybody is talking about and has been trending since yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order to reverse the policy of separating children from their families and from their parents. And so that will, I'm not sure what date that will kick in, but he did say from the White House yesterday as he signed it, he was with Vice President Mike Pence and the Homeland Secretary, is it Homeland Secretary Nielsen? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
They basically said that Congress still needs to act on this. And so this is, a temporary fix, but...
Temporary? How long is temporary?
I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of...
It's not temporary.
Unanswered questions about it.
Yeah, what he signed is permanent, but they're still looking for Congress to fix it and fund it,
yeah.
Because these deportations... Part of the problem is that Congress wasn't funding these centers to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that we keep putting Band-Aids on the problem, and no Republican mm-hmm. and no Democrat wants to actually put their name on a vote for either Second Amendment issues or immigration issues.
Why is it a Second Amendment? You're talking about this being a Second Amendment.
I'm just saying, in general, there's a lot of people who like
to
play on everyone's emotions.
Third rail issues. Third rail issues
they like
you can't
deal
with. Yeah.
Yeah, they like to deal with getting people fired up emotionally about things, but then when it comes to actually having the rubber meet the road and actually doing something about it, they freeze. And so today will be the day that the House will be able to either prove that they have a backbone and that they're going to actually do something for people that's going to be better by sweeping immigration reform, or they're going to continue on. And I have a feeling they're going to continue on. There won't even be consensus with the Republicans who are in the majority. And it's just too bad because this executive order is doing really nothing to fix the long-term problem. So,
but does it calm everybody down? In a sense?
I think so. It does. Mm-hmm. I think, like Jen said, emotionally, I think it calms people down. The problem, though, is there are over 2,000 kids who are already separated, and this executive order doesn't really address them. And so now people are trying to figure out, well, what does it really mean? And some people are saying that it's going to be difficult to reconnect those kids with their parents. I don't understand why that is.
Yeah, why would
but
that
that's,
be?
Mm. I don't know. But that's definitely something that you can look on any site, and it's not just like a liberal bias thing. Everybody seems confused as to how they're going to reunite those kids who've already been separated. Maybe they're
be
legally they can't do it.
Well, no, it's going to be under the previous law. So the new executive order is going to go into effect. That's one of those things that's getting everybody panicked out again by the news media. The kids who are already in the system are going to have to follow by those laws that were there yesterday. And that means that
so
their parents either...
Okay.
Right. The parents either plead guilty and they're reunited right away and deported back to their country, or if the parents are trying to get asylum or if they're trying to plead not guilty, then the kids will remain in the care of the state until the court case is figured out with their parents.
Hmm.
Well, the other add-on to this, Texas state officials, I guess Health and Human Safety and all that stuff, or Human Services, they've inspected that former Walmart, and they found a lot of violations as to how children are supposed to be cared for. So that's probably going to be something we'll hear more about throughout today and tomorrow. So whatever the conditions are that they found are not suitable are going to have to be remedied if those kids are still going to be staying in that same facility.
So... Was Trump's choice clueless, tasteless? Is there any example of, and I'm trying to stir up the pot here, but I was thinking about what I thought in several instances when George Bush was president and he was told that the trade centers were bombed or burning or whatever, and the look on his face and what he did afterwards didn't seem to be very decisive chaos. I certainly thought that after New Orleans, the hurricane, when Bush was flying over the situation there, he was oblivious. I thought that of his father, even though I really liked his father, the business about bread and the supermarket and stuff like that. And Jimmy Carter, when he came back from his spiritual retreat, and then told the country that we were on a moral drift and that, remember? Well, you don't remember this. 1979, he said everything in his administration was corrupt, and he demanded that all of his cabinet resign, all of them, because they were incompetent. It was like he went off the he just went kind of off for a while. And one wonders, especially when you see some of the things that Trump says with his Twitter, if he doesn't just go off every once in a while. Being the president of the United States is a huge, this is almost silly to say, a huge responsibility, and it takes a special person, man or woman, to be able to put up with the constant barrage, constant. Some of it, in this case, self-imposed, in the case of all the people that I put before you here as an example of what happens when you can't handle the job, when it's the pressure is too much, when we all have felt this way. So it's just some days just think, my God, what am I doing? And why am I doing it? How can I make it through the day? Imagine being the president of the United States. Is there another job that's
equivalent? So overwhelming,
yeah,
right, on a daily basis when you look at, it's like Sisyphus, you know, all you can do is just keep pushing the boulder up, up the hill. Yeah. And it just seems like once you tackle one issue, it either splinters off into a million sub-issues of the larger umbrella, or it just, I don't know, it's just,
I think we expect too much from these people. I've always said we should have two presidents. One that's an administrator, and the other who's an ambassador. I started thinking that when George Bush the father was president. It's too much. There's
Which
just
one would Dan Quayle have been?
I wouldn't have put Dan Quayle in either place, frankly. But there are other. He was an okay guy. He was very, very serious. A lot smarter than people thought he was. I remember moderating an event at one of the talkers' conventions in which he participated, and I sat next to him, and I tried to chat with him. He wasn't a chatty fellow. He was very, very self-focused, and not at all what you thought he was. He made a great actor, because he was acting as vice president. He was not, whatever that stuff, the potato, potato, any of the things you heard about him not being very smart, was bunkum. But he just, it was very weird. He was an odd guy, actually. But then, don't you have to be odd to want to be one of these people that's on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for years and years and years and years? Who wants that responsibility?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bill Clinton called the White House.
Who can handle it?
Bill Clinton said being in the White House was just being in a big white prison.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I can imagine that it's so isolating and it's just, I think that I think it's overwhelming, and I agree with you in the sense
so easy
when
to criticize.
It is. Of course it is. And if any one of us really had one day where we had to do that job, I'm pretty sure we would have a whole
put
new
yourself
respect
there
for anybody
exactly
who had ever, ever held that
absolutely
office, regardless
yes
if you agree with their policies or not. I think the level of stress alone would probably have all of us humanize every single person who sat behind that desk.
So give that some thought. It's 20 minutes past the hour, DJV time.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Mm.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Change at the hour here on the DJV Experience. Jennifer, Victoria, and Miss Kara at the controls. With last night, there was no television at all. All I watched was my grandson run around the house. Very excited to be on the farm playing. It made great TV, actually.
You should do a reality show.
Yes, probably. I've been told that a lot of times.
Miles and the Moose or something like that.
When Ed McMahon visited here back in the, I don't remember what it was. It was late 90s. He said when he saw the people on the farm that this was absolutely a reality show. And he didn't understand why we went on television every week with what was going on the farm, what went on in my life, and how things... It was just kind of cute. It's
well,
nice.
Yeah, you have a guy named Sneaker on your farm. How
Sneaker! Let's hear for Sneaker. Show. Yay! Sneaker is named Sneaker because he has big feet. All right, so that's my TV report. What about anybody else? See anything last night that was a good rear-view mirror experience?
We watched
Love Connection last night.
Sorry. Is that new last night? Oh, I missed that. It was not new. I watched it from a few days ago. But it's a great show. It is a good show. Andy Cohen is so good in that role.
It is good. That's a good
show. He's born for that role.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we watched the conclusion of The Staircase, which I won't say what happens, but it's really, really, really good.
Is it up the down staircase? Did somebody fall down?
His wife fell down the staircase, and he went to trial, and it went on for 16 years, and film crew documented the whole thing. It's really riveting to watch. And then we also watched the new first episode of the new season of Queer Eye. Oh, my God, I was in tears the whole time. That show is just beautiful. Oh, so good.
Love
it. Carrie, you're going to die.
No.
I can't wait. That's what I always wanted.
Jennifer, what's on tonight that we can die about or for or with?
Die. CBS is all in reruns tonight, so skip that network. Head over to ABC. They've got a brand new episode of The Gong Show that starts at 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, you've got a new match game, and then the game show continues. Take 2 airs at 10 o'clock. On NBC, Little Big Shots is new tonight at 8 o'clock with Steve Harvey, your man crush.
Yeah, I like Steve
Your man crush Thursday.
I also like John Legend, though. I would have... I don't know about crushes, but I think...
Where did that come from?
Just two guys. Well, because I have great respect for...
It's another man crush.
Does. I just
it's
think
a bromance. It's a bromance.
Okay.
Look at you. You know what those two have in common. All right. So, 8 o'clock. Little Big Shot. 9 o'clock.
He didn't get it, but I got it.
Marlon. 9:30.
John Legend.
Another episode. No, never mind. Just move forward. Move forward.
Fox tonight is new. The Four, Battle for Stardom. That's at 8 o'clock. And that's going to do it for your networks. Otherwise, you've got not a whole lot on cable tonight. You've got a new American Chopper on Discovery. This is AI after that at 9 o'clock. The NBA Draft is taking place for you sports lovers. You can check that out on ESPN. They'll have the full coverage. And FIFA World Cup match day one is new tonight on Fox Sports. So there you go.
I was in the bank yesterday, and they were on the television screen replaying soccer games. And so I said to the fellow who is the was the teller I was working with, who cares about those soccer games? Why do you have those playing? Oh, yeah, everybody's interested. And then I know his first name, but I didn't know his last name. I saw on his card, though, at his window, and his last name was Gonzalez or something. And then, okay, two and two is four. Because the Hispanics love.
Oh, boy. Soccer. It's the number one sport in the world, don't
you? Why are you saying, oh, boy? What do you mean, oh, boy?
Because more than Hispanics love it.
Yeah. It's literally the number one sport in the world, in every other country except America.
I went to the gym last night, and every single person was talking about it. It was pretty crazy.
God bless America.
We're not in it.
Then
pick a different anthem. We're not in
that's
it.
That's our musical episode for this hour. It's 28 past now.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Boxing in between rounds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Boxers need a rest in between rounds. You would too. You actually do too. You've argued with loved ones. You've probably even had disagreements that lasted or lingered longer than you'd have liked. And maybe you even threw around the phrases, "We've been fighting all day," or "We're fighting right now," to someone else to describe your interaction when you're currently not even fighting. So my advice? Give yourself a rest in between rounds. Don't call it fighting when you're not actually interacting. Only define it as arguing, disagreeing, or fighting during the exact moments that your disagreement or argument or fight lasts. And if you do that, you might just be surprised to see that not only does avoiding defining your fights in exaggerated ways help your peace throughout your day, it will also help you lessen the intensity of it all while the actual interactions occurring. For more on healthy communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're signing an executive order. It's about keeping families together.
And just a few hours after President Trump signed that order to end the separation of illegal immigrant families who tried to cross the Mexican border, he was speaking at a campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota, highlighting the issue of illegal immigration and calling for the election of more Republicans to Congress to fix it.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your jobs, or your safety.
The House expected to consider immigration legislation today. If it clears the House, it would face an uncertain fate in the Senate next. Today, the Trump administration is going to recommend combining the Department of Labor and the Department of Education. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Celebration of summertime beginning amongst many other things on the DJV show. I'm Doug with the D&D. Let's see. Jay is Jennifer. B is Victoria. All in order. Stefan, Horn, Keelan. Let's see. What would that be? S-H-K. DJV sounds better than S-H-K, right?
S-H-K.
Sounds like something would be bad comes out of an ostrich.
The chick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so summertime, longest day of the year. That means that, well, if my this I think sunrise is at 4:48 or something here in New York, and doesn't go down and, you know, almost 10 o'clock. Very cool. But then everything falls apart. Now the days get shorter. Oh my God, Jennifer, what are we going to do?
Well, great. It's all downhill from here. All just give up.
We really need to stop with this. It's depressing.
This is the summer solstice.
Enjoy summer.
Yes, I want to. Yeah. Since ancient times, the summer solstice has been marked on calendars with celebrations honoring the sun and a way to mark the seasons. Remember, before the Roman Empire, there were only 10 months, so summer was much shorter. Started in June, ended in September, and there was no July and August. Did you know that? See if I can get them to buy this story. So what do you think, guys?
No, I think you... Wait, you mean, like, isn't the Gregorian calendar what we have now?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while. I know one thing. She's got it.
Every once in a while. I like that.
I watch Jeopardy all the time just so I can absorb one thing.
Really? Oh, that's good. If you were on Jeopardy, how do you think you'd do? Seriously.
I'm all right.
Terrible.
Are you talking about Victoria, Jennifer, or are you talking about
no,
yourself?
No, I think Victoria would be fine. I would stress out about not chiming in on time. And I know this
you know
because
what? That's
my
what
mom
they
signed
say.
Up for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And she panicked during the rehearsals because the people around her were like sharks, and they chime in way before they even have the answer. And it was, it's very dog-eat-dog in those Jeopardy tryouts. I don't know if
the
I
The buzzer,
can make it.
My math teacher when I was in 7th or 8th grade won Jeopardy, and he said the buzzer is the most challenging part because you can't, if you buzz in too early, it doesn't light up. But it's as soon as Alex stops talking, then you have to buzz, and that's where the hardest part of it
yeah.
is. He said the answering is not really, you know, if he was a nerd, so he knew all the answers. But
I went to a screening of it, or a taping of it in D.C. last year, and I never realized it was the teen tournament, which I personally think I would do great at, so I'm going to pretend to be like 16 and go on the teen tournament. But yeah, I guess there are actually lights on the side of the screen on the where you know they have all the questions, and when the lights get all the way to the bottom, that's when you can chime in. I never realized
right.
that. I'd never noticed it because I don't pay
time
that close of attention.
Well,
yeah,
it's very interesting. Alex Trebek is insanely what's the best word I can. He's just a controller. And he wants everything to be perfect. They rehearse stuff. They go through. They don't rehearse the questions and the answers, but they get everything right. Whereas if you were to go to a taping of Family Feud, it's complete chaos. Steve Harvey doesn't know anything about what he just goes out there.
I'd rather be on Family Feud, I gotta say.
Oh yeah, I would be much better. But you know, it was actually very sweet when I was there because there was a little girl who you could tell she was getting upset because she was hitting the buzzer a whole bunch of times and she was never getting in on time, and so he went up and talked to her and gave her some advice, and then she got a question right immediately after that. So it was it was very sweet.
That's nice. My favorite is when it's obvious Alex hates the contestant. Like that guy. Do you remember that? Like, and he doesn't hide it. Like, he's like me. I relate to him. I have no poker face whatsoever. And so do you remember
what
that
guy? What do you mean,
guy?
Poker face? You don't have any poker body. Everything that you're feeling comes out of you. It oozes out of every pore in your body.
Wow.
Okay.
Like garlic, apparently.
Right.
Well, not
all right.
Like garlic. It's just that you're very expressive. There are different types of people. You are known as an expressive. Actually, I think all of us are, but Victoria is really the poster. If you go to the dictionary and look for a definition of expressive, there's a picture of Victoria right there.
So what was the rest of your story, Victoria?
So, yeah, you remember that bartender guy? He was from New York, and he kept winning week after week after week.
Yes.
And he had all these weird, funny catchphrases, and he would, like, make gestures at the camera. It was so obvious that week after week, Alex was like, oh, God, this guy's still here? And you could just see Alex was seething because this really frumpy guy who had no real, like, reverence for the majesty of Jeopardy. He was just there, and he was winning constantly. And you could just see Alex was so ready.
Think about that concept. The majesty.
Well, you know, that's how Alex kind of wants everybody to think.
He's a very formal guy.
You're in the temple of Trebek.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very, yeah. Very formal guy.
I miss the mustache, I have to say.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of majesty, et cetera, the president of these United States is going to meet with the queen. The Queen. There are queens, but he's meeting with the Queen. He's going to England next month, and the ambassador to the UK says that the president's all set to meet with Queen Elizabeth. And not known whether he'll meet with Meghan Markle or not, but the Queen's going to be there. Johnson, the fellow that's the ambassador, says he has to see the head of state putting his foot on the ground in Britain. It's job one. Very important, very symbolic. Meeting Her Majesty is the most important thing in the trip because she's the head of state. And from there on, it'll be what the president wants to do. Said the president's advance team will be in the UK next week to sort out more of the details of the visit. It's scheduled for the 13th of July. Okay? There you go. the president on the move, as it were. Get to sports news in a moment. I thought you'd be interested to know what the numbers are when it comes to the deal, the combined AT&T and Comcast merger, and the announcement that Disney was going to buy all of Fox, without not Fox News, but all the Fox assets, the movies, the TV sets, the all the stuff in Hollywood belongs to Fox. Their news and television assets, no, but everything else in the movie package. So the combined, how much debt do you think all these companies, AT&T merging with Time Warner, and the Disney buying out of Fox, what kind of dough do you think is going to be in leverage? Want to take a guess?
Tons.
Okay, that's a good guess. Number? A number you can't even imagine. It's like government.
I was going to guess in the billions, but
$350 billion in loans and bonds has to be put together.
Wow.
For this. And so if you're an investor, you're going to buy, you'll be nervous about this, or are you going to buy some paper to support this? Is it, have these mergers lasted?
This
have
they so been far successful? Out of my realm of 300. Any can type you imagine? Of knowledge,
that,
I don't know.
Well, but think about it this way, Victoria. The entertainment business and having the ability to capture someone's time, that's what this is. It's all about advertising and supporting companies and businesses. And for these people, that stuff is worth that kind of dough. It's pretty amazing. What drives, we think of big businesses, the car companies, and, you know, what are some of the big American corporations, the oil companies, and this stuff like, no, this kind of business, this is huge. Amazing that there's this kind of dough.
GE is dismantling. It's not even on the Dow anymore. It's just,
right.
It's just like, oh, it's what happened to it?
The only money,
that was
the
like
only
the
money
old
making
blue chip
division there, the jet engine division and the loan, and I think they sold off the loan business. So, wow, you're right. Let's get to the sports department here. Jennifer, one of the legends from the wrestling world, has passed away. Do you want to update? He's kind of young at 63. What's the story of this guy?
He had a tough life, that's for sure.
He did?
He was a big guy. And, yeah, he's a big guy, and he definitely, look, these wrestlers all have tough lives. Their bodies get brutalized in the ring. They are traveling 300 of the 365 days a year, and they probably don't treat themselves so right to keep going. I'm sure there's probably outside influences that seep into their system, so it's not too surprising, but, Big Van Vader or... I think it was more prevalent in the past because WWE has a very strict drug policy now. But yeah. Big Van Vader did die yesterday. He died at 60. I'm sorry, on Monday he died at 63 years old. And I think more recent wrestling fans will know him just as Vader. When I was watching, he was Big Van Vader, and his real name is Leon White. He in his heyday was Big Van Vader. He died on Monday at 63. One of his children shared the news Wednesday morning on his Twitter account, saying his heart had enough and it was his time. He had open heart surgery in late March. He had been battling pneumonia over the course of the last month, so he had been in failing health. His wrestling career made him an iconic fixture in the sport. He had this intimidating look and costume. He wore a red and black singlet, which is kind of like a unitard, basically, with a mask of thin stripes of red and black leather. In the 1990s, he made appearances in several television shows. He was in Baywatch and Boy Meets World. He was a WCW world champion, and then he moved on to the WWE in 1996. It was known as the WWF then. He started his wrestling career actually in Japan in the 1980s. He was a two-time All-American football player. He was the center at the University of Colorado. He was also drafted by the LA Rams in the 1978 NFL draft and was part of the team's Super Bowl roster before knee problems pushed him out of professional football and into wrestling. So quite the athlete, and sad because you think he still had a good 20 years of life ahead of him, and Big Van Vader died this week at 63.
All right, Victoria, the Steph Curry thing, was this brought about by his wife? I saw some tweet from his wife or something. I was trying to put the piece together and I got distracted.
Okay, well, International Smoke is the Bay Area restaurant that's owned by Golden State Warriors champ Steph Curry and his wife Aisha Curry, and they're now expanding into Houston. And of course, this has caused huge problems on social media with Houston Rockets fans who are not really taking kindly to this iconic Golden State Warriors couple moving into their hometown. Of course, after the Warriors beat them in the Western Conference Finals, So the restaurant's Yelp page has already been littered with one-star reviews. The restaurant has not even opened yet, but this is what Houston Rocket fans have done. So the Warrior fans caught on to the fact that this was becoming a trending item where all these one-star Yelp reviews were being put up. Warriors fans jumped in, started giving five-star reviews to defend Aisha and Steph, and there were doctored photos posted on Yelp showing rancid food, and one-star reviews saying that the food, you know, that there was mice there. It was just awful. Five-star reviews from the Warriors fans were kind of funny, though. One wrote, "I love this restaurant. Every time I walk in, it smells like champagne. The only problem is the location, because I think Houstonians have forgotten how a champion tastes like." So, lots of back and forth. The current state of the Yelp page shows that 195 reviews have been posted between the two fan bases battling it out. The average rating now is 3 out of 5 stars, and Yelp had to stop all of it. They shut the page down, and when you go there now, it just says there's an active cleanup alert telling people no one can actually post until the restaurant opens. So this just shows NBA fans, they have a long memory. They don't let it go when the season's over.
Shows you what goes on social media, which is anything else, for sure. Here's something that is heavily trafficked on social media. Interesting reviews for MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's a place you can go to see what the reviews are. Sometimes you wonder, are these things for real? Here's Karen, who writes, "I have bought many pillows from MyPillow and I'm about to buy some more. I love these pillows. At first I ordered the yellow and it was just high and I didn't like it. And then I sent it back and ordered a white standard pillow. I bought more of the white and I love them. Took me a month to really get used to it because I kept moving it around, switching to my regular pillow. One night I fell asleep watching television. When I woke up the next morning, I felt great and I realized it was the fact that I'd slept all night on not my regular pillow, but my pillow, the new pillow." Karen is 63 years old, so you know that she needs a good night's rest. We all do. Everybody needs a good night's rest. Get a good night's rest with My Pillows and the things that are at the website. 50% off everything when you use the code DJV. So buy My Pillows, all of them. Now's a good time. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. That sets the standard. Buy from there at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
situation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeman now to overview a couple of items from the world of technology that will affect you. Tesla problems. Remember the story from Monday, I think it was, Victoria, where the actress Mary McCormick and her husband driving a Tesla down Santa Monica Boulevard and it catches fire. There are a lot of people focusing on Tesla. What a fabulous idea for a great car. But has it outlived its usefulness, or can they not make a really good one? What's the problem now? Tesla is under scrutiny by the feds for what?
Well, it's really not Tesla. It's a device called Autopilot Buddy, and it is designed, it's an add-on aftermarket device that is designed to fool Tesla's autopilot into thinking that the driver's hands are on the wheel, even though they're not. Now, this device has been banned by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and so they ordered that this company, which is based in California, that they stop selling and marketing Autopilot Buddy in the U.S. It sells for about $200. And so what it does, people can buy it, and you've been in a Tesla and you know autopilot mode does not work in a Tesla by design unless the driver's hands are on the wheel. So you can basically sit. It's not that different than cruise control in a regular traditional car. But all these accidents that we've seen where people have not had their hands on the wheel, the woman was killed when she was hit in the crosswalk, we've had accidents happening, crashes, things like that. So Autopilot Buddy is apparently to blame in at least some of these cases. And so the car will steer and maintain its position within the lane by itself. But for safety, the driver's hands have got to remain on the wheel. And if your hands are taken off the wheel, the system in the Tesla will start beeping and warning you that the car will shut down if you don't put your hands on the wheel. Autopilot Buddy helped people override all of that. And so now Tesla has recently updated the software in all of its cars and SUVs, including ones that are already on the road, reminding with more reminders for drivers to keep their hands on the wheel or that the autopilot system will not work. And this company, Autopilot Buddy, has to they have to respond to this by June 29th, certifying that all U.S. marketing, sales, and distribution of the product have stopped. So this may be good news for Tesla, and people will be basically be using Teslas and the autopilot system the way it was designed and not trying to get around it. But they've had a lot of bad publicity for what is really an incredible invention.
It is. Okay, next up, Apple working hard to make Siri competitive with Alexa and Google, or Google Assistant anyway. And they have some new features to talk about up next here.
The Geek Out. Apple's 2018 Developers Conference showed us they are working hard to get Siri up to snuff with its Alexa and Google Assistant AI competitors. While previewing iOS 12, a lot of attention was pointed to Siri shortcuts, little phrases that power multiple actions. So think, Siri, I'm coming home, which then adjusts the thermostat, turns on lights, opens the garage door, and sends your family a group text telling them you're on your way home. The other big feature is the move to help users with device addiction, providing ways to limit the amount of time spent inside apps. iOS 12 beta is out now, but the public release won't hit till October, along with new iPhones we'll find out more about later this fall. We'll keep you posted about all of it here at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Is this a victory for your privacy? Let's find out. The latest from Victoria when it comes to some of the telecom companies and what they're doing or what they are doing now. How did this get stopped?
It is a small victory for your privacy. The nation's four largest telecom companies announced that they will stop providing customer location information to companies that aggregate data on their customers. Now, this all started in a very odd way. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon called on the wireless carriers to investigate the issue after his own investigation revealed questionable data handling practices by a company called Securus Technologies. It's a Texas-based company which works with prisons to monitor inmate phone calls. And what they can do when an inmate is on the phone with anyone, this company can actually figure out and triangulate the location of the person on the other line. So it has nothing to do with the prisoner. They have the technology to track down who the prisoner is talking to, and then they can sell that data. And so now all four AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon have announced they will not be working with this company anymore, and they will not be selling your data and your location.
Down with data. 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.